You are thought of a bebop artist more than anything else, aren't you? Is that what you call you?
Well, I never have given myself a name, but a lot of the disc jockeys call me bopping, hillbilly, and bebop. I don't know what.
Sort of a combination of things. You've covered a lot of territory in the last few months, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. I've covered a lot, mostly in West Texas. That's where my records are hottest.
Uh-huh.
Out in San Angelo and Lubbock and Midland and Amarillo.
They tell me that they almost mob you there, the teenagers. They like you so much. But you know, I happen to know that you have toured all down in the eastern part of the country, too, down through Florida and around, and that the people went for you there about as well as out in West Texas. Isn't that right?
Well, I wasn't very well known down here. I'm just with a small company, and my records don't have a distribution that they should have, but...
Oh, of course, that's coming. You know, it takes a little bit of time for that. And I noticed that the older people got about as big a kick out of it as the teenagers. I thought that was an amazing thing.
Well, I imagine just the way we, all three of us, move on stage. We got like we just...
Yes, and we mustn't leave out Scotty and Bill, who really do a terrific job in backing you up.
Well, they sure do. I really am lucky to have those two boys, because they really... They are good. Each one of them has an individual style of his own.
You started back in high school, didn't you?
Singing
around public performances for school and things of that sort?
Well, no, I never did sing anywhere in public in my life until I made this first record.
Is that right?
Yes,
and then you just went right on and into their hearts, and you're doing a wonderful job, and I want to congratulate you on that. And I wanted to say, too, Elvis, it's been very nice having you in the studio today.
Well, thank you very much, May. And I'd like to personally thank you for really promoting my record, Dan, because you really have done a wonderful job. And I really do appreciate it, because if you don't have people backing you, people pushing you, well, you might as well quit.
You have experienced a phenomenal rise to popularity, Elvis, in the course of a few months' time. How did you first feel when your records first started to be accepted by the people and bought by the public? Did you have a sort of a sensation?
I tell you, Wink, it all happened so fast, and so I didn't even have time to think about it. Everything just
like that,
you know? And it just kept going, and it's still going that way, and I can't even think about it. In fact, I don't even like to go in the morning. I'm afraid I might wake up.
But it might be all over.
I'm afraid I might be back driving a truck.
That rings about this. People everywhere say, well, I know, and you've heard it too, more than likely. All this type of thing is just a craze and a fad, and like other fads and personalities in the past, Presley and rock and roll music will depart in due time. What is your feeling about this?
I'm inclined to agree with them. I mean, people change. I mean, sometimes they like you, and then again, later on they don't.